Hi, buddy, Andy here again. Well, today is the 30th of December, and I'm sure that tomorrow so many people out there are going to be making New Year's resolutions. I actually went out today and recorded like an end of year video vlog, and 17 minutes it took me to recount everything that had happened in this sort of rather momentous year of mine this year. And that's what so many people do, that is they do like an end of the year wrap up, whether it be a video, whether it be an audio boo, whether it be a blog or whatever. But so many of those turn into New Year's resolutions, and I said in the video that I don't make New Year's resolutions. I can't really recall ever having done them. My resolution usually is not to make New Year's resolutions, because my own personal opinion is that if there's anything that you feel needs to be done, why wait until the 1st of January, or why wait until you're drunk on the 31st of December to actually announce it? And I also dislike that sort of pressure that comes on. People sort of feel compelled to make resolutions and then to carry them through, and you often wonder whether people really believe or really are being truthful when they actually say these things. I've just found the website actually, and I thought, I love it. I've put New Year's resolutions into a popular search engine, shall we say, and I'll read you out the top 10. You can probably guess what they're going to be anyway. The first one is to spend more time with family and friends. Number two is to try and get fit. Number three is to tame the bulge, it says, and obviously lose some of that excess weight that we probably all gained over the Christmas and New Year period. Number four, quit smoking. Number five is to enjoy life more, I think. Number six, to quit drinking, yes. Number seven, to get out of debt, and I'm sure there's lots of people who probably could do with that, I'm sure. Especially after Christmas once again. Number eight is to learn something new. Number nine is to help others. And number 10 is to get organised. Now, they're all things that are all very worthy in their own way, and they're all worthwhile to do. But why do you need to have to wait until January the 1st to do that? If any of those things are needed in your life, or there's something you want to give up smoking, you want to try and get out of debt, you want to see your family and friends, but well, why not do that in February or April or September or something like that? You shouldn't have to wait until January to do that. You should be doing it because you want to, and you can do it at any time that you want to as well. I learned a couple of those things. I've done that myself actually this year. I learned Spanish, but it was never I did a Spanish course and sort of calm that down a little bit. But one of those things I've meant to do for a long time, it certainly wasn't a New Year's resolution. It was something that came along, and I actually did it in the middle of the year. So there you go. So you won't find me sort of spouting off tomorrow about that. If you're one of those people who do make resolutions and you stick with them, well, I actually gave up smoking at the New Year. 25 years ago or something now. I actually stopped smoking on New Year's Day, but it wasn't a resolution. It's just that I felt so damned awful that particular day that I didn't have any cigarettes, and I thought, hang on a minute, I wanted to give up. So let's just see how long I can take this for. As I said, it wasn't a resolution as such, except for a personal one, that I'll just see how long I can take this, and 25 years later, here I still am. But that could well have happened in June or in September or something like that. I'd have felt pretty awful. Maybe it's something that sticks in your mind. Maybe it's one of those things because so many other people are doing it and making their own resolutions, probably asking you what you're going to do, that it sort of focuses your mind. And it is, I suppose, there's that turn that changes the clock, you know, the change over the calendar, and you click over into a new year and you think, right, a new year, a new me. I guess that's where this all comes from, really. But it's just another day. It's just, it doesn't matter. It's a very arbitrary date, you know, from one year to the next. It doesn't matter what's the difference between any other day that comes along in the year. But I'll end up repeating myself. So I won't be doing that. If you do it and it helps you, best of luck to you. If it helps you to give up smoking, to quit drinking, to get out of debt, and to put you on the road to doing something that you actually want to, fair play to you and the best of luck to you. But you won't find me doing that. And if I do, it'll be internal rather than telling anyone else. Not because I haven't got the balls or whatever, hopefully to carry it through. But sometimes it's better to keep things to yourself, because if you do put them out there, like I did with that smoking, when I quit smoking, I never actually told anyone at first. I kept it as an internal thing, because the more you tell people, you start to put pressure on yourself. And then ultimately so many people fail because of that, because other people are watching them and having a go at them maybe, rather than actually encouraging them. And the more you're reminded of something, the harder it becomes to actually stop doing it possibly. So there you are, my thoughts on that. Be interested to know what your thoughts, whether you agree, whether you actually do resolutions, whether you've actually followed them through as well, because that's the main thing. If you do make them, please follow them through and mean what you say and do them for the right reasons. So there you go. I'll probably speak to you in the new year. So if I don't speak to you before, have a happy new year. Goodbye.